Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Always exciting, especially when we can have our good friend Doug Tatum back on the show. Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 7 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's a CPA by education and prior profession. He's the chairman of the Newport Board Group, Entrepreneurship, Entrepreneur in Residence at the Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship at Florida State University. This is new, isn't it, Doug?
Yeah, it is, Jim. By the way,
welcome back.
Yeah, I just joined my alma mater back in business school, so I've had a lot of fun with it.
Well, so you moved from MTSU down to Florida State.
My football timing was impeccable.
I was going to say, we'll have to talk about that in a little bit. Okay, Doug, folks, many of you will remember Doug from, of course, he's been with us many times over the years, but his watershed book, No Man's Land, was a very, very important book. It got the attention of a lot of people, and it's all about what to do when your company is too big to be small and too small to be big. I talked about this in the first segment. When I told you about Doug coming here. When you're too big for your bank and you're too small for the capital markets. Well, Doug, you have some news on this, don't you?
Well, yeah. There's been an interesting shift in the capital markets. There's some good news and bad news. We'll start with the good news. The private equity community, which is made up of approximately 1,800 investors. Mm-hmm. Most people, Jim, think of private equity as KKR and,
right,
you know, Blackstone and large firms. Mm-hmm. But what they don't realize is there's hundreds of billions of dollars of smaller investors, relatively speaking, to those firms that are out looking for companies to help grow. Now, historically, these firms didn't invest in companies below $100 million.
Right.
What we've seen in the last 24, 36 months is those firms dropping their investment criteria down to companies in the $25 million range.
Hmm.
And almost, 70% of all of their investment activity now is primarily add-on acquisitions. So what the good news is that if you get a company to a certain size, call it $25 to $50 million, and you're profitably well-run.
You're talking about annual revenue?
Annual revenue, yeah.
Okay, so when you say 25, you're not talking about the value of the company. You're talking about revenue. All right, go ahead.
Talking about revenue. What we're finding out there is that there's a whole new capital markets interested in you as an add-on acquisition to their existing businesses. But the interesting thing about the valuations are at historical highs.
Mm-hmm.
So those of your listeners that actually have businesses that make sense to grow through No Man's Land, you're going to find a valuation that you've never seen before on
right.
The other side. Now, the bad news is the banks are, the capital gap's as bad as it ever has been, possibly worse than it's ever been in terms of trying to get bank financing below a certain level. And so it's a two-headed monster in that respect.
So I want to talk about the banks in a little bit. I want to stick with the capital guys first. Are you saying instead of investing in the companies, they're more and becoming a partner to do something else later? They're actually, the first step is to acquire the company.
Yeah, they're more and more as they go downstream. What they're doing is they're buying these smaller companies and adding them, or if you are rolling them into their larger portfolio companies. And
right.
That is a huge, huge change because, as you well know, in the old days, they would not even look at a company below $100 million in revenues.
Right.
Then it got to $50 million. It's all the way down.
So now they're more likely to save. They're realizing that there's not that many $100 millions out there, but there are four $25 millions out there. We put them together to make a new company.
Well, exactly.
And cover a region, cover a geography.
Correct. And there's too much money chasing too few deals.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's.
Do they have my address? Doug, hold on to that thought. Doug Tatum, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend Doug Tatum. We got some more stuff to talk about. I want to talk about the banks, too, when we come back. We're going to get him to tell us where the banks are. You know how fascinated I am with the banks. Folks, this is, if you're not there yet, you know, maybe one day. 20 Tail, stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.